Welcome to the North Dakota Association of the Blind, Incorporated. 2. NDAB Member Handbook. Table of Contents. Welcome 5. Guiding Principles 6. Mission Statement 6. Vision Statement 6. Motto 6. Purpose 7. History of NDAB 8. Historical List of Officers 13. Presidents 14. NDAB Treasurers 15. Membership 15. NDAB Affiliate of the American Council of the Blind 16. Member Duties and Responsibilities 17. Conventions 19. Convention Attendance Incentives 20. Financial Support 21. Advocacy and Legislation 22. Newsletter The Promoter 27. NDAB Adult Summer Camp 28. NDAB Summer Camp Guidelines 29. Purpose 29. Geographical Guidelines, revised June 2009 31. Sports and Recreation 32. Ski for Light 32. Lions Video Magnifier Program 34. Scholarships 37. NDAB Scholarship Program 38. Criteria 38. Deadline 39. Selection 39. Awards 40. Honorary Membership 40. Lifetime Membership 40. Ed Christensen Award 41. Robert John LaPage Service Award 43. Friend of NDAB Award 44. Advocate of the Year Award 45. NDAB Leadership List 46. Appendix A, Lions Foundation of ND Video Magnifier Program Application 51. Appendix B, NDAB Scholarship Application 52. Welcome. We welcome you as a member of the North Dakota Association of the Blind, Incorporated, NDAB. We have gathered together some information about NDAB to help you get acquainted with our organization. We hope that you will find this member handbook useful and informative. The handbook can be read like a book from cover to cover, or you can use the table of contents to find something specific. Explore and find out about our history, mission, vision, motto, and purposes. The constitution and bylaws are not included. If you would like a copy, contact the membership chair or go to www.ndab.org. Reading about who we are and what we do will give you an idea of how you may become involved within the organization. There are many opportunities ahead for you as an NDAB member: advocacy and fundraising, scholarships and awards, relationship building, and fun. By becoming an active member, you will not only help our organization stay strong and vital, we believe you will also experience some personal growth as well. We have a history to be proud of and a bright future lies ahead. We are glad that you have joined the organization and will be a part of our efforts in making the world a better place for people with vision loss. NDAB Executive Board. Guiding Principles. Mission Statement. We strive to enhance the way of life for people who are blind or visually impaired, to encourage employment opportunities and to educate the public about sight loss. Vision Statement. Persons with vision loss will live a successful, productive life. Motto. Not they who lack sight but they who lack vision are blind. Purpose. Constitution Section 1. Purpose of NDAB shall be A. To promote the educational, social, and cultural betterment of individuals who are blind or visually impaired, particularly for those persons who reside in North Dakota. B. To encourage and assist persons who are blind or visually impaired, especially those with recent sight loss, to develop their abilities and potentialities so that they can assume their rightful role in the community. C. To promote public understanding of vision loss and of the capabilities of persons who are blind or visually impaired. D. To work with organizations and agencies in the interests of individuals who are blind or visually impaired. E. To strive to enhance the way of life for persons who are blind or visually impaired. F. To improve opportunities for employment for persons who are blind or visually impaired. History of NDAB. The year 1936 was memorable because of the drought, choking dirt storms, economic depression, and great unemployment. To many, it was also memorable because this was the year that NDAB had its beginning. There was a growing need for someone to speak for the blind of North Dakota, and who could speak for them better than the blind themselves. The movement was sparked by a young piano tuner, Melvin Eckberg of Jamestown, in collaboration with Miss Bessie Brady, a staff member of the North Dakota School for the Blind at Bathgate. A meeting was held in Jamestown, North Dakota, August 23-24, 1936. 11 people attended, 9 of whom were visually impaired. At this meeting, NDAB was born and a constitution was adopted. NDAB became affiliated with the National Federation of the Blind in 1944. Through this affiliation, NDAB extended its local and state influence to a national level. In 1964, NDAB officially became the 9th affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB, a national organization which was established in 1961. Through its affiliation with ACB, NDAB continues its influence nationally. From its ACB affiliation, many far-reaching benefits, through advocacy and legislation, are extended to individual members. Perhaps the most difficult and undoubtedly the most gratifying piece of legislation was completed in 1961 after 10 years of hard work by the members of NDAB and many service and religious groups. This dealt with changing the location of the state school for the blind from the small community of Bathgate, North Dakota, in the extreme northeast corner of the state, to the city of Grand Forks on land adjacent to the campus of the University of North Dakota. The new school, which was first occupied in the fall of 1961, stands as a monument to all the people of the state who relentlessly fought for progress in the quality of education for students who are blind. NDSB became a division of the ND Department of Public Instruction in 1991. In 1994, the state legislature changed the programming focus from a residential school to outreach services. This brought about major renovations to the physical building in 1996, transforming the facility into instructional centers and offices. This was followed by legislative approval in 1997 to open the store, a convenient source of vision aids. More renovation occurred in 1998, resulting in the conversion of the former pool area into rooms that accommodate center-based programming needs. Progress continued in 1999 with the opening of the Braille Access Center. The name was officially changed by the legislature in 2001 to North Dakota Vision Services/School for the Blind, NDVS/SB. This name more accurately describes the current mission of providing training and education to those who are blind or visually impaired, no matter what their age. Currently, services may be provided in an individual's home, workplace, or community, in addition to training at NDVS/SB. Special Projects. An educational project was developed by NDAB in 1964. This was a summer school session designed to help newly blinded adults adjust to their sight loss. This was a 6-week course held at the Fargo YWCA and directed by Esther and Charlie Kaufman. A 1-week summer camp program was initiated in 1971, which replaced the previous summer school session. The first 2 years of summer camp were held at Lake Ashtabula Campgrounds. This program is currently held annually at the Elks Camp Grosick on Lake Isabel near Dawson. In 1980, NDAB developed a family adjustment seminar. The purpose of the seminar being to help individuals experiencing various degrees of sight loss and their families cope with their changing situation and achieve better communication and understanding within the family. A youth committee, later renamed Sports and Recreation Committee, was established in 1981 to promote recreational activities involving people of all ages who are visually impaired. Events such as bowling, cross-country skiing, tandem biking, canoeing, and beeper ball have been encouraged. The committee provides whatever adaptive equipment is necessary for these and other sports. In 1990, a college scholarship fund was established. $1,000 and $2,000 scholarships are awarded annually to 3 students seeking a post-secondary degree. Recipients must be visually impaired to receive the scholarships. Emma Scogan of Williston, North Dakota, remembered NDAB with a special bequest in her will. A scholarship fund has been set up in her memory. The Emma Scogan Scholarship Fund was established in the fall of 2004 and welcomes applications from students who attend or plan to attend a vocational or trade school. The NDAB Scholarship Committee awards $1,000 scholarship annually through proceeds from this fund. Believing that high-tech equipment is an important way to enhance lives and employment opportunities, we have sponsored computer workshops to instruct and assist individuals to use equipment such as scanners, computers, and braille and speech output devices. Most recently, in 2010, NDAV joined efforts with the North Dakota Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, NDVS/SB, and the Lions Foundation of North Dakota to form the Lions Video Magnifier Program. A committee consisting of two members from each group spent much time in research and found the need to be 120 video magnifiers. Since then, many applications have been received and video magnifiers have been placed throughout the state. Because of the extraordinary efforts in initiating and obtaining equipment for the program, NDAV bestowed its first honorary membership in 2016 to Terry Nelson of the Low Vision Store in St. Paul, Minnesota. To stimulate member involvement, in October 2012, the board approved the NDAV Member Participation Incentive Program, PIP, a competitive activity designed to result in positive organizational and personal growth while creating greater public awareness about sight loss. It was decided in 2015 to discontinue the PIP due to lower than expected participation. Still, much was accomplished. Totals over the 3 years include 17 participating members, funds raised $20,666.60, and 12 new members were recruited. Public education and awareness efforts reported were 2 presentations, 4 displays, and 1 written article. More difficult to measure is the enthusiasm the program created among the membership. One of the first steps in forming a strategic plan for an organization begins with defining a clear and concise vision statement by clearly defining the goal that NDAV works toward achieving. A vision statement contest, open to the entire membership, was conducted. Alexandra and Graf announced the cash prize contest winners and read the winning statement during the 2013 awards banquet. The top vision statement submission reads as follows: Persons with vision loss will live a successful, productive life, written by Helen Baumgartner. NDAV continues to make progress toward achieving the identified goals within the organization's strategic plan. Historical list of officers. Presidents. 1936 Melvin Ekberg. 1948 Amark, only president to serve 3 terms. 1946 Arthur Strom. 1950 Lloyd Robertson. 1954 Rudolf Bjornseth. 1958 Daryl Klein. 1962 James McLaughlin. 1966 Paul Barber. 1968 George Isler. 1970 Mildred Klein. 1974 Lester Ketterlein. 1978 Olga Neal. 1982 Elmer Morlock. 1984 Leo Brilts. 1988 Don Berg. 1992 Loris Sinnes. 1994 Dennis Everson. 1998 Olga Neal. 2000 Alan Peterson. 2004 Rick Feldman. 2008 Michelle Zenz. 2012 Mark Keffler. 2016 Zelda Gebhardt. NDAB Treasurers. 1936 to 1961 Ina Ida. 1961 to 1979 George Olson. 1979 to 1981 Lester Ketterlein. 1981 Elmer Morlock, partial term. 1981 to 2001 Cora Como. 2001 to 2010 Renee Huseby. 2010 to 2018 Helen Baumgartner. 2018 present Rebecca Anderson. Membership. From its small beginning of 11 members, NDAV has grown in influence and membership. Anyone, sighted or with vision loss, is eligible to become a member. Those 14 to 17 are junior members and those 18 and older are adult members. We welcome our sighted friends, relatives, and encourage other interested persons to join with us and become members. Membership renewals are sent out annually on January 1st. February 1st is the date dues need to be received. They are to be sent to the membership chairperson or may be paid using PayPal on our NDAV website, www.ndav.org. You need to fill out the online membership renewal application found on the membership link and submit it so that up-to-date records can be kept. Then click on the PayPal button to pay your dues. Be aware, however, that when this method is used, NDAV receives only $14.37 rather than $15 per the membership dues as PayPal charges for its service. NDAV, affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. When you became a member of NDAV, you automatically became a member of ACB. ACB strives to increase the independence, security, equality of opportunity, and to improve quality of life for people who are blind and visually impaired. This affiliation provides a link to issues on a national and international basis. If you would like to read ACT's history and its formation, try out the following publication. People of Vision, A History of the American Council of the Blind, by James J. McGivern and Marjorie L. McGivern. It is available in Braille as BR14800 and as a digital download as DB56115. People of Vision begins with a discussion of how blind people have been treated in the past, includes a discussion of the origins of the consumer movement with the formation of the National Federation of the Blind in 1940, and contains extensive discussion of what led to the creation of ACB in 1961. It then explores the history of our organization and assesses where we were by 2003. Many of us faithfully use our computer to gain access to ACB-related information at the www.acb.org website. If you do not have a computer, then try listening to ACB radio programs by dialing 605-475-8130. The ACB Braille Forum, eForum, and ACB reports are also available by dialing 605-475-8154. Long-distance charges may apply. One of your membership benefits is to receive the organization's newsletter, ACB Braille Forum, TM, in Braille, large print, digital cartridge, or email. Just indicate your preferred format to receive newsletters on the NDAV application and renewal forms. Member duties and responsibilities. As a member, you are encouraged to do the following. Know the rules of parliamentary procedure. Robert's Rules of Order can be found at www.rulesonline.com. Prepare yourself for leadership roles. Volunteer and share your time, talent, and skills by doing tasks for the organization. Accept committee assignments and perform the tasks given in a timely manner. Work harmoniously with other members even though they don't always agree with you. When the bylaws or other rules of the organization are not being followed or when members' rights are being taken away in a meeting, members have a responsibility to courteously call the violation to the attention of the membership. Keep informed about the organization by reading the newsletter, the promoter. Encourage fellow members by any communication available, calls, emails, letters. Try to attend and participate in the annual state convention. In debate, each member has the right to sway the membership to his or her point of view. If a member votes with the losing side, the member must respect the fact that the majority rules and cheerfully carry out the membership's wishes. Be impartial, fair, and courteous in meetings. This means respecting the rights of others, especially in debate. Call out a point of order only when a serious breach of the rules has taken place. Members should listen attentively and courteously to the other members and wait in turn to speak. Ensure that majority rule does not become mob rule by protecting the rights of the minority and by not gaveling through or railroading through any business. It is important that each member diligently follow this principle, because today one member might side with the majority, and tomorrow side with the minority. Conventions. Conventions of NDAV are held annually in various cities throughout the state during June. People who wish to attend as observers, prior to applying for membership, are welcome. This is an important time to review the work the organization has accomplished, to elect our leaders and to plan for the future. A delegate and an alternate delegate are elected to represent our affiliate at the following year's ACB convention. We can influence legislation and advocacy efforts important to people with vision loss on a national level. Therefore, expenses are paid by NDAV for the president and a delegate to attend the ACB convention each July. Conventions have also been found to encourage initiative and personal growth through the educational opportunities provided, contacts made, and friendships established during these events. Convention attendance incentives. We recognize the importance of involvement in the organization's decision-making process and provide stipends to encourage you to attend the state and national conventions. Members, excluding board members, who indicate on their registration form are eligible to receive a $100 stipend to be used for lodging and/or transportation expenses to attend the NDAV convention. There is an expectation that recipients will attend the business meeting. Up to 10 recipients will randomly be drawn. A $250 stipend is available for 2 individuals who are attending the state convention for the first time. Selected individuals will receive their stipend at the registration desk. Members traveling to the year's ACB convention may request a $300 stipend. The number of available stipends is limited to 10 per year. A written or verbal request to the treasurer must be made by Friday of the state convention to be considered. Requests are approved during the post-convention board meeting. Stipends may be received prior to leaving for the ACB convention from the treasurer. If the stipend is not utilized, for some reason, it is to be returned to the treasury. Financial support. NDAB operates under an annual budget that is initially prepared by the development director and the treasurer. After the annual budget is prepared, it's presented to the board and the convention body for their possible amendment, S, and final approval. The annual budget is what is used to help guide the operations of the organization during the next fiscal year, which runs from June 1st to May 31st of the succeeding year. NDAB's income is generated from fundraisers, solicitations made to Lions clubs and charitable gaming organizations, donations, bequests, and grants. Other sources of income are realized from membership dues, memorials, convention fees, and a camp auction. The largest and what's become NDAB's signature fundraiser is its Walk for Vision. The purpose of the Walk for Vision is twofold: to generate needed income and to create greater public awareness of our capabilities and the organization's mission. We applied and were chosen to participate in the 2017 Giving Hearts Day sponsored by the Impact and Dakota Medical Foundation's Giving Hearts Day as a one-day online fundraiser held in February. It provides an opportunity for many to support our organization and our mission with their gifts. It has been our privilege to participate each year since 2017. NDAB is incorporated under the laws of the state of North Dakota as a nonprofit organization. This designation allows NDAB the privilege to solicit donations. In addition, NDAB is designated as a 501c3 nonprofit organization under the rules and regulations governed by the workings of the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. This designation allows donors who itemize their federal tax return to deduct their charitable contributions. Advocacy and legislation. Throughout its history, NDAB has actively advocated on a local, state, and national level to urge enactment of legislation for judicial rulings, governmental regulations, and directives that are designed to improve, benefit, and protect people who are blind or visually impaired. To advance NDAB's advocacy goals, individuals who are knowledgeable about the legislative process are appointed from the membership. They represent its policy interests with the state's lawmakers. These representatives are given the title of legislative liaison. NDAB's legislative liaison appointees are volunteers and serve without pay. It is still necessary for them to register as lobbyists. State statutes require anyone who represents an organized group or company to register with the Secretary of State's office as a lobbyist for that entity. Every individual citizen has the right to speak on their own behalf on any legislative matter, but if they want or need to speak on behalf of an organization's interests, the state requires that they register as an authorized lobbyist for that entity. Even though NDAB has appointed legislative liaisons, we strongly encourage our individual members to know who their elected representatives are and to become knowledgeable about policies that directly affect their interests. The more our individual members can advocate with their elected representatives, the better our opportunity is to conduct a coordinated campaign to achieve our advocacy goals. One of the primary tools we use to help guide NDAB's advocacy goals is to adopt resolutions written to urge action on policy matters of importance to people who are blind and visually impaired. Resolutions are prepared and presented to the membership at our annual NDAB conventions. These resolutions then serve to help our membership to speak to our lawmakers with one voice, united in cause. A most important policy goal of NDAB is to advocate for blindness-specific rehabilitation skills training for all of the citizens of North Dakota who are blind and visually impaired. We know that this training is the key gateway to becoming employed and leading a more productive and independent lifestyle. The training that is offered by the two institutions that provide this specific set of skills trainings in North Dakota are the Older Blind Program within the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation and North Dakota Vision Services/School for the Blind. An example of our advocacy work is when we sought to increase the budget for the Older Blind Program during the 63rd session of the North Dakota Legislative Assembly. The 63rd Legislative Session did approve a budget increase of $100,000/biennium, $50,000/year, for this program. Our advocacy work isn't done in a vacuum. We collaborate with coalitions of organizations, like the North Dakota Disability Advocacy Consortium, on cross-disability issues such as employment, disability rights, healthcare, housing, and access to transit services, which strengthens our voice. Our affiliation with ACB offers us the ability to partner with all 70 of ACT's affiliates and staff from the national office. One of the milestone advocacy successes we secured in partnership with ACB was the passage of the Help America Vote Act, HAVA, in 2002. The impetus for this legislation came about because of the many problems experienced with the voting process in the 2000 presidential election. NDAB was involved in the planning for the implementation of HAVA in North Dakota, which included the installation of accessible voting machines at each polling site. The accessible voting machines allow people who cannot read print to cast a secret, independent ballot which they can, themselves, verify that they marked the ballot in the way they chose. We urge you, our fellow citizens, to exercise this hard-won right to cast a secret ballot. Other advocacy milestones achieved in partnership with the American Council of the Blind and other coalitions are passage of the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act, CVAA, in 2010. The intent of this legislation is to enhance and ensure increased access to telecommunications, electronic equipment, and technology by people who have sensory and cognitive disabilities. When this act is fully implemented, it will provide more audio description for TV and internet broadcasts, audio output for emergency warnings on TV, and greater accessibility to telecommunications equipment by people who are sight impaired. Passage of the Food and Drug Administration Safety and Innovation Act in 2011. A provision of the Act, Section 904, authorizes the Access Board to convene a stakeholder working group to develop best practices for making information on prescription drug container labels accessible to people who are blind or visually impaired or who are elderly. Our involvement with the advocacy work of ACB is grounded in our participation in the annual ACB Legislative Seminar, which is held midwinter in the Washington, D.C. area. A structured format is followed. The first day of the seminar is devoted to being educated about the priorities that have been selected before we go to Capitol Hill. The second day includes visits with our congressional delegations to share our legislative priorities. These meetings are of great value in several ways and provide an opportunity to build personal relationships with lawmakers and their office staff. If you are interested in learning more about the advocacy of ACB at the national level, call 1-800-424-8666 after 5 p.m. Eastern to go directly to Washington Connection. If you call during the day, ask to be transferred to Washington Connection and follow the prompts. What can you do on the state level? Keep informed on current issues of interest to you. Contact your representatives and senators, support, and share information with them. Don't know who your legislators are? Go to www.legis.nd.gov. Hover on Legislative Assembly and click on Find My Legislators. Participate in weekly meetings of a statewide legislative working group hosted by North Dakota Protection and Advocacy, PNA. Meetings are held over the Interactive Video Network, IVN, and Polycom sites across the state Friday afternoons when the legislature is in session. You can also request to be included on their email distribution list. The staff do an excellent job of monitoring and offering analysis about disability-related legislation. For more information, contact Protection and Advocacy Project by phone at 701-328-2950, toll-free 1-800-472-2670, TDD Relay 711, or by email at panda@nd.org. Newsletter The Promoter. The Promoter is the official newsletter of NDAB, published quarterly in February, May, August, and November. As the official publication of the association, The Promoter includes notices, minutes of meetings, and reports of committees. Our newsletter is the primary method of letting people know that NDAB is a viable organization, advocating for members and striving to obtain and provide the best programs possible. The publication is a valuable communication tool, and you are encouraged to read it to keep current on the organization's news. All members are encouraged to submit items of interest to the editor by email, phone, or mail for publication. Deadline is the 10th of the month prior to quarterly publications. The promoter is available in 4 formats: large print, digital cartridge, braille, and email. You may change your preferred format at any time by contacting the editor. Issues are also located online at www.ndav.org. NDAV Adult Summer Camp. In 1964, NDAV developed a summer school session designed to help adults who were newly blinded adjust to their disability. In 1971, a one-week summer camp program was initiated which replaced the previous summer school session. This program is held annually at the Elks Camp Grosick on Lake Isabel, near Dawson, North Dakota. For further information, please contact one of the co-camp directors. Loris Van Berkom, Loberkom@dia.net, Rick Feldman, Richard.Feldman@ndsu.edu. NDAV Summer Camp Guidelines. Purpose: to provide an opportunity for persons who are visually impaired to come in contact with persons with similar impairments and share a common concern. To help in the process of adjusting to blindness. To provide an opportunity to learn new skills, techniques, and leisure time activities to enhance the quality of life. Eligibility: 1. Must be at least 18 years of age with vision loss as the primary disability. 2. Must be capable of participating in the program set up for camp. 1. Must be able to care for one's personal needs including bathing, dressing, eating, etc. 2. Must be physically able to get oneself around the campgrounds, with the exclusion of difficulty with mobility due to vision loss. 3. Must be cooperative and demonstrate willingness to abide by the regulations of camp. Alcoholic beverages and/or unauthorized drugs are not allowed on the campgrounds. Any violators will be promptly sent home at their own expense. All campers must remain overnight at camp. C. Campers must attend the entire week of camp unless other arrangements have been made with the co-camp directors, or a situation arises, such as an illness or a family emergency. D. Participants must notify one of the directors if leaving the campus for any reason. 4. Must demonstrate respect for authority. 5. Must display consideration for fellow campers. Geographical Guidelines, revised June 2009. 1. Any adult who is visually impaired and not a North Dakota resident, but is attending a North Dakota college or university will be eligible to attend summer camp as a camper at no cost. 2. One member of ACB leadership will be able to attend the NDAV summer camp as a camper annually at no cost. 3. Any adult who is visually impaired and who lives in another state other than North Dakota could attend camp but must pay for their room and board, which is set by the Elks Camp Grosick director. Currently, the cost is $250. Any adult who is visually impaired and lives in a border town may attend at no cost. The border towns include East Grand Forks, Moorhead, Breckenridge, and West Fairview. For camp capacity, which is set by the Elks Camp Grosick director, is 60 people. Residents of North Dakota would be given preference to out-of-state campers if the camp capacity were reached. 5. Any member of NDAV who moved out of state but continued to pay their annual dues would be eligible to attend camp as a camper at no cost. Sports and Recreation. Ski for Light. The Black Hills Regional Ski for Light annual week-long event takes place the end of January. The intention of the event is to provide persons who are visually impaired, blind, or physically disabled with an opportunity to experience downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, or snowshoeing. People of all ages and walks of life come from across North America to attend this annual event. If you've never heard of Ski for Light, you may be wondering how can people who are visually impaired or blind ski or snowshoe. The way that people are able to participate in these activities is with the assistance of a well-trained, experienced guide who will provide verbal instructions and assistance on the slopes and trails. There are also people who attend the event who are not physically able to stand on skis. These individuals can participate by skiing in specially adapted sleds, which are pushed by a guide on skis. You may be wondering how you would travel to the Ski for Light event. NDAV sponsors a bus that transports people to the event and back home. The bus picks up participants in Grand Forks, Fargo, Valley City, Jamestown, Bismarck, and Dickinson. There are breaks along the way for people to stretch their legs and grab a snack. We usually eat lunch in Dickinson on the way there and on the return trip. The cost for the bus is only $20 round trip. We usually leave on Sunday and return Friday. You will have the opportunity to ski and snowshoe Monday through Thursday. Participants are transported each day by charter bus to one of two ski areas. The Wharf Reclamation Area is where people cross-country ski and snowshoe. Terry Peak is where skiers enjoy downhill skiing. Lodging for 5 nights is provided at the Mineral Palace in Deadwood, South Dakota. The cost for 5 nights lodging, ski rentals, lift tickets, 4 lunch meals and 2 evening meals, including the banquet, is $200. Partial funding may be available for persons in financial need. Also, you can sell raffle tickets to offset costs. The Black Hills Regional Ski for Light website contains event information, online registration forms and pictures. The website can be located at http://www.bhsfl.org. To receive mailings, registration materials, and a scholarship application, contact the BHSFL office at 605-341-3626. To learn more about the bus transportation from ND and to sign up for the bus, contact Amy Oswald, NDVS/SB Rehab Teacher, for participants in Western North Dakota. She can be reached by calling 701-857-7635 or emailing abrunner@nd.gov. Pam House, NDVS/SB Rehab Teacher, will be the contact for participants in Eastern North Dakota. She can be reached by calling 701-795-2719 or emailing phouse@nd.gov. They are willing to aid with applications, raffle tickets, discuss bus transportation details, or to answer any other questions you may have regarding the event. Lions Video Magnifier Program. North Dakota Lions Foundation. Video Magnifier Program. The Lions Foundation of North Dakota approved the statewide Lions Foundation of North Dakota Video Magnifier Program. This video magnifier program was put into place as a joint effort of the North Dakota Lions, NDAB, North Dakota Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, and NDVS/SB. The committee consists of 2 members from each group. The committee spent much time in research and found the initial need in North Dakota at about 120 video magnifiers. The video magnifier program is a simple process. The application, which can be obtained from any of the 4 partners in this project. After you have completed the application, it goes to the selection committee for review. If approved, the applicant goes onto a waiting list for placement. Placement then occurs when a video magnifier becomes available. At the time of placement, you will be required to fill out the terms and conditions of the lease. The lease is $20 per month plus a one-time delivery and setup fee of $50, which is non-refundable. The lease will stay in place for as long as the applicant wishes. Anyone with vision loss who would benefit from the use of a video magnifier may apply if they meet the following eligibility criteria of being a resident of ND for at least 8 months out of the year and agree on a monthly payment option. Also, students under May 18th apply for at-home use only, as schools should provide for student needs in the school setting. Helen Keller asked the Lions to help her bring light to others. They have answered that call as no other organization could, and the light of service is more relevant today than ever before. To obtain an application, contact Kevin Vanette, Executive Director, Lions Foundation Video Magnifier Program at kvannet@bis.midco.net. The Lions Foundation Video Magnifier Program. PO Box 761, Mandan, North Dakota, 58554. 701-426-8050. An application form is also included in Appendix A. Testimonial. Many tasks that would be frustrating or impossible to do, I can do independently with the help of my video magnifier. That independence is worth so much to me. Stutzman County resident. Scholarships. Knowing the ever-rising cost of tuition can cause a financial barrier in achieving one's career goal, the North Dakota Association of the Blind, NDAB, established a college scholarship fund in 1990. We annually grant scholarships to entering freshmen, undergraduate, and graduate students who are blind or vision impaired. One $2,000 and two $1,000 cash awards will be given to 3 qualifying students. A vocational scholarship was added to the program in 2004, when Emma Scogan remembered NDAB with a final bequest in her will. The Emma Scogan Scholarship annually grants a $1,000 cash award to a vision-impaired student with plans to attend a vocational or trade school. An application link is available on our website, ndav.org, for download or to print a form. Previous applicants and recipients of our scholarships are encouraged to reapply, so we may support your efforts toward achieving gainful employment. If you have any questions about the application process or would like more information, contact our scholarship chairperson, Tracy Wicken, phone 701-772-7669, email trwicken@nd.gov. The American Council of the Blind offers more than 20 scholarships for students who are blind or low vision. Visit www.acb.org/scholarship-application. Awards. Honorary membership. This is a titled award, which is given to those individuals from the community who have dedicated themselves to serving persons who are blind or visually impaired. Terry Nelson, Low Vision Store, MN Honorary Member 2016. Lifetime membership. Only a few members of NDAB have been presented with this special award. The recognition is based upon a member's accumulated years of service to NDAB and demonstrated consistent dedication to the purposes for which the organization was established. Olga Neal, Member 1944 to 2017, Award 1994. Durana Robertson, Member 1944 to 2016, Award 1994. Dolores Stenvold, Member 1963 to 2016, Award 2011. Richard Dick Veal, Member 1977 to 2018, Award 2015. Elaine Kelmhaugen, Member 1977 present, Award 2015. Ed Christensen Award. This award is given to recognize an active NDAB member and their years of dedicated service to the association. The recipient's identity has remained a secret until the award is presented following the banquet meal of the state convention. History of the Ed Christensen Award. The first award was given in 1993 following a motion made by Joe Hintz to honor Ed Christensen, who was the administrator of services for the blind and visually impaired in Grand Forks. This was a state program funded by vocational rehabilitation for adult individuals with visual impairments. Several of NDAB's members took part in this 6 to 10 week training program. Ed was a member of NDAB from 1975 until 2001, and was active in updating the bylaws in 1983. 1993, Ed Christensen. 1994, Daryl Klein. 1995, Olga Neal. 1996, Cora Como. 1997, Dick Corcoran. No record is available for 1998. 1999, Loris Van Berkom. 2000, Leo Brilts. 2001, Kathy Larson. 2002, Dennis Everson, posthumously awarded to his family. 2003, Durana Robertson. 2004, Alan Peterson. 2005, Renee Husaby. 2006, David Sundin. 2007, Stan Larson. 2008, Romel Thielman. 2009, Richard Feldman. 2010, Cheryl Gerhardt. 2011, Lester Ketterling, posthumously awarded to family. 2012, Shireen Faber. 2013, Janelle Olson. 2014, Helen Baumgartner. 2015, Mark Keffler. 2016, Michelle Zentz. 2017, Zelda Gebhardt. 2018, Carlin Franson. Robert John LePage Service Award. The purpose of the Robert John LePage Service Award is to annually acknowledge an outstanding Lion member who has assisted individuals with sight loss within the state of North Dakota. The award is to be presented only to ND Lion members. If no applications are received, no award will be given that year. History of the Robert John LePage Service Award. A motion was made by Michelle Zentz and was passed during the 2008 November NDAB Executive Board meeting for our organization to establish an annual service award in honor of Robert Bob LePage. Our friend, Bob, was presented a service award by President Rick Feldman and the Fargo Convention Planning Committee for his 24 years and many hours of devotion given to assist individuals with sight loss within the Fargo-Moorhead area. Bob was a very humble and active Lions member. He never held an office as a Lion, preferring to provide direct service wherever needed. Most notably were his contributions in providing transportation. Bob also inspired other Lions members to assist as well. No matter what, he always seemed to find a way to get individuals where they needed to go. 2008, Robert John LePage was presented with the first service award at the Fargo NDAB Convention. Bob died 3 months after the presentation on September 9, 2008. 2009, Terry Narum of the Minot Lions Club. 2010, Ruth Wagner of the Williston Lions Club. 2011, Jan Mary, Garrison. 2012, Helen Baumgartner, Mandan. 2013, Jim Dolly, Bodino, Lake Mitigoshi Lions. 2014, Corey Peterson, Horace. 2015, Kathy Range, Mandan. 2016, Leon Como, Grand Forks. 2017, Paul Nelson, Fargo. 2018, Doug Schindler, Fargo. Friend of NDAB Award. History of Friends of NDAB Award. In December of 2017, a motion was made by Carol Schmidt to develop an award that would acknowledge those around us who go out of their way to be supportive. The board voted to initiate the recognition award called Friend of NDAB. List of Friends of NDAB Award recipients. 2018, Linda Kopp, Tappan. Advocate of the Year Award. History of Advocate of the Year Award. In May 2018, Tramps Brown, board director, presented the idea of initiating a new membership award. He acknowledged that we have a lifetime achievement membership award in the Edwin Christensen Award, but that we did not have a way of recognizing a member's short-term volunteer efforts. Counsel of the awards committee was sought to help create policy and criteria. The inspiration for this award came from Jeannie Lang and her spirit of volunteerism, her outstanding contributions of advocacy and fundraising, and her positive outlook that affected those with whom she was in contact. In her relatively short time with the organization, she wholeheartedly and tirelessly promoted NDAB. The board decided to award the first Advocate of the Year Award posthumously to Jeannie Lang. The Advocate of the Year is awarded to an NDAB member who exemplifies the positive effects that can be accomplished by one person. This award is given to honor the spirit of volunteerism by recognizing an individual who has demonstrated an outstanding level of advocacy on behalf of others at the local, state and/or national levels. Has supported the NDAB mission by year-round advocacy efforts. List of Advocate of the Year recipients. 2018, Eugenie Lang, posthumous. NDAB Leadership List. President. Zelda Gebhardt. 8169 66th Street Southeast. Edgley, North Dakota, 58433. Phone 493-2399. President at NDAB.org. Vice President/Membership Chairperson. Mary Lou Stipp. 813 Park Street. Minot, North Dakota, 58701. Phone 720-0738. Vice-President at NDAB.org. Secretary. Gretchen Campbell. 709 West Interstate Avenue. Bismarck, North Dakota, 58503. Phone 751-1101. Secretary at NDAB.org. Treasurer/Registered Agent. Rebecca Anderson Felda. P.O. Box 824, West Fargo, North Dakota, 58078. Phone 277-8127. Treasurer at NDAB.org. Immediate Past President. Mark Keffler. 1406 14½ Ave. West Fargo, North Dakota, 58078. Phone 866-9908. Ralph Fay, UK at Midco.net. Development Director. Alan Peterson. 7009, Horseshoe Bend. Horace, North Dakota, 58047. Phone 282-4644. Allen.Peterson at NDSU.edu. Board Member. Robert Hart. 314 West Boulevard Avenue. Bismarck, North Dakota, 58501. Phone 471-9257. Robert at NDAB.org. Board Member. Tramps Brown. 802 17th Avenue Southeast Unit 507. Minot, North Dakota, 58701. Phone 701-389-7982. Tramps Brown at yahoo.com. Board Member. Shireen Faber. 3001 Madison Avenue. Fargo, North Dakota, 58102. Phone 701-237-4589 Elk Fab at cable1.net. Promoter editor Kathy Larson, 15225 59th Street Northwest, Williston, North Dakota 58801. Phone 875-4291. Klarson at dia.net. Legislative liaisons Alan Peterson, see above. Zelda Gebhard, see above. Historian Alexandra N. Graff, 2501 Villa Drive South, Apartment 104, Fargo, North Dakota 58103. Phone 206-1028 AllieLengraff@hotmail.com. Co-Kemp Directors Loris Van Berkom, 604 8th Avenue West, Williston, North Dakota 58801. Phone 774-3399 Loberkom at dia.net. Rick Feldman, 3301 Bonnet Boulevard, Fargo, North Dakota 58102. Phone 701-793-5210 Richard.Feldman at ndsu.edu. Dining in the Dark Project Chairperson Janelle Olson, 913 2nd Avenue West, Williston, North Dakota 58801. Phone 570-0801. Jay Folson at nd.gov. Scholarship Committee Chairperson Tracy Wicken, 733 Don Circle, Grand Forks, North Dakota 58203. Phone 772-7669 TR Wicken at nd.gov. Sports and Recreation Chairperson Tramps Brown, see above. Website Administrator Robert Hart, see above. Public Relations Chairperson Awards Committee Carol Schmidt, 200 14th Avenue Northeast, Devil's Lake, North Dakota 58301. 701-662-3363. Schmidt at gpmdtc.com. Shireen Faber, see above. Lions Video Magnifier Program NDAB Representatives Alan Peterson, see above. Donna Hepper, 1420 83rd Street, Fort Yates, North Dakota 58538. Phone 834-7395. rdhepper@westriff.com. Appendix A, Video Magnifier Program Application. One referring professional _ Phone _ Another phone _ Email address _ Two applicants visual condition _ Three applicants visual acuity or level of magnification _ Date referred _ Signature of referring professional _ Print name title _ Appendix B, NDAB scholarship application, North Dakota Association of the Blind scholarship program. Criteria: all applicants must have a visual impairment that cannot be corrected with prescription glasses or contacts. Applicants must be a resident of North Dakota or reside in a border city, example Fargo, Moorhead, or Grand Forks, East Grand Forks. Applicants for the $2,000 scholarship should be a full-time student with a GPA of 2.5 or better on a 4-point scale. Applicants for the $1,000 scholarships may be a part-time student. Applicants need not be members of NDAB to apply. All applicants will receive the current year's membership, if not already a NDAB member. As a member, you will receive issues of both the Promoter and the ACB Braille Forum newsletters to keep you informed of advocacy efforts, new technologies, and special events. You will also receive invitations to the NDAB State Convention and our adult summer camp. Deadline: scholarship applications must be received by March 15th. Late submissions will not be considered. Please complete all application sections and attach required documents. Previous applicants and recipients of our scholarships are encouraged to reapply so we may financially support your efforts toward achieving gainful employment. If you have any questions or would like more information, contact our scholarship chairperson. Tracy Wicken, phone 701-772-7669, email trwicken@nd.gov. North Dakota Association of the Blind scholarship application. Please type in your answers. First name, last name, address, city, state, zip, primary phone, cell phone, email, gender, date of birth, vision status, blind or vision impaired, newsletter format, NDAB promoter, email, large print, braille, digital cartridge, ACB Braille Forum, email, CD-ROM, large print, braille, 4-track cassette, school in which you are presently enrolled, name, address, city, state, zip, class standing, e.g. freshman, sophomore, etc. Cumulative grade point at this institution. School which you plan to attend in fall, if different from above. Name, address, city, state, zip. List all post-secondary institutions attended, class standing, and cumulative grade point average. Scholarship application type: NDAB College or Muskogee Vocational. Full-time or part-time. Major: vocational goal. Degree / certificate sought, e.g. BA, BS, MA, MS, PhD. Graduation date expected, month / year. Cause of eye condition, present condition, and prognosis. Financial statement: asterisk an applicant is not eliminated on the basis of economic need alone. Tuition, dollar. Ability to pay, dollar. Gap to be made up, dollar. Your annual income, dollar. List exceptional living expenses for household, e.g. medical, etc. Awards and honors, attach list if necessary. Community service, attach list if necessary. Work experience, attach list if necessary. Attach the following documents to completed application. Essay of at least 500 words, answering the following questions. What are your goals and aspirations? What self-advocacy have you done to deal with situations involving your vision loss? How will the scholarship help you? What are some of your extracurricular activities, hobbies, etc.? Include any additional information you wish. Include two letters of recommendation. Provide official transcripts from institution now attending or attended in the past. Provide a financial aid award letter. Provide proof of acceptance or college registration. If not available at time of application, submit as soon as possible. Selection: all scholarships are awarded on the basis of academic excellence, service to the community, and financial need. The NDAB Executive Board will review the selection of applicants, first screened by the Scholarship Committee. Applicants will be notified of the final selection by May 1st. Scholarship recipients will be formally announced and acknowledged during the awards banquet of the State Convention. An additional stipend will be presented to scholarship recipients who attend the State Convention in June. Scholarship checks will be sent when proof of college registration is shown. Mail the completed application form and attachments, postmarked prior to March 15th, or send via email to Tracy Wicken, 733 Don Circle, Grand Forks, North Dakota, 58203. Email trwicken@nd.gov.